This Monday evening at 8 o'clock, a new documentary, Restoring the Legend, the French Lick Springs Hotel, airs on WTIU Channel 30. There are additional repeats on the 10th and on the 13th and 15th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts, and our guests are the co-producers of Restoring the Legend, Ron Prickle and Gino Brancolini. Gino, you had a background in architectural renovation. Are there particularly unique features of the new work that they've been doing?
Well, the work is a little eclectic, but what they've tried to do is in generally take the hotel back to its appearance during its heyday. The hotel, for the most part, was constructed under the ownership of Thomas Taggart between 1901 and 1925, and there were a series of, four major renovations that added certain wings to the hotel. And the effort is to take a particular wing back to something close to what it looked like when it was originally constructed. And part of that, I think the main feature of the restoration is the restoration of the lobby, which is a very ornate, opulent building where they found some really interesting things.
As they were digging into the reconstruction, some things were found, Ron?
Well, there were good things that they found and not so good things that they found. One of the things that they discovered that they weren't real pleased with is because of the structure in the lobby, a lot of the trusses that were supposed to hold up the ceiling in the second level had begun to deflect. And I think the quote I heard was at one point the greatest deflection was something like 7 inches. And they didn't want to prop up that 7 inches to correct it for fear of what it might do to the floors above. So they stabilized it so that it wouldn't move any further and then corrected things that weren't level like they should be.
So you no longer can roll marbles at great speed down long halls?
Most of that has been corrected.
The big find, I think, in the lobby was they discovered that the columns in the lobby and some of the other features in the lobby were constructed of a material called scagliola. It's a 400-year-old process that uses plaster to achieve the look of marble. And this scagliola was covered with decades of paint, and nobody knew it was there. And so when they started doing some experimenting to see what was under all the paint, they found the scagliola, and this is a marvelous material. So they found one of the six experts in the country in working with this material, brought him in and kind of chained him to the pillar, and he and his team restored all the scagliola in the lobby, and they made some additional pieces, such as a fireplace mantle. This stuff is just absolutely gorgeous.
It's amazing how much it actually looks like marble. It's just this hard, polished, glossy finish. It's amazing what it looks like.
But it's plaster.
Why did you decide to journey down to French Lick?
Well, it actually goes back to 10 years ago. 10 years ago, I produced a documentary that tracked the restoration of the neighboring West Baden Springs Hotel. And then when we heard that the gambling had been approved in French Lick and that construction would be underway with a restoration of the French Lick Springs Hotel, the natural thing to do was to produce a sequel so we could have a two-part series about the restoration of both those exquisite buildings.
Gino, you talk about the restoration. Ron, he used the word natural. Does this mean that we might see the return of Pluto water?
There's actually been a lot of discussion about returning Pluto water, although at this point I don't think it's something that they're going to sell bottled like they used to. You can, however, in the spa that's been restored, still take a bath in Pluto water.
If you can stand the smell.
We've been talking with Gino Brancolini and Ron Prickle about the upcoming presentation of their documentary, Restoring the Legend, the French Lick Springs Hotel. It airs this Monday at 8 and then is repeated on the 10th, 13th, and 15th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.